I'm talking today with Associate Professor Sof Andrikopoulos, who is head of the Metabolism Research Group at the University of Melbourne. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
Now, you've written a perspective on the paleo diet and how it can help or not in terms of diabetes. Why did you feel you needed to write this, and what conclusions did you come to?
Right. So I think that there's a lot of information out there about diets and about lifestyle interventions and diabetes. And indeed, if you look at the type 2 diabetes algorithm that I, as president of the Australian Diabetes Society, am responsible for, It actually states that the first line intervention, or the first line of management of the patient with diabetes, is lifestyle modification. So diet and exercise.
Yep.
And now there's also a lot of media and a lot of hype around different types of diets, of course. And the paleo diet is one of those diets that's in the media that a lot of celebrities are pushing, that we see continuously on our TV. And what I wanted to do was to go in and say, all that information that we are being fed says, yes, it's good for you. Yes, it will help your diabetes, and it will work for everybody, absolutely everyone. So,
just define a paleo diet for me.
Yeah, very good question. So when I started this, I had the impression that the paleo diet was what we were told on TV, that it's a very high fat, very low carbohydrate diet that avoids any processed foods. So the foods that are highly processed would be avoided, but you should have a high, very high fat, and indeed that high fat should be saturated fat, animal fat,
right.
High fat and very little carbs. It turns out to be not the case. So if you look at the literature and the information, it turns out to be that a paleo diet is, well, whatever our ancestors had available to them.
Yep.
And if you look at the great work that Karen O'Day did with the Australian Indigenous people, where she went out and took them away from their compounds and took them to live as they would as hunter-gatherers, their diet was predominantly protein, meat, and carbohydrate, and very little fat. And the little fat that they had was 1-to-1 ratio of animal and plant fat. So I learned something.
And that Indigenous study showed some really good benefits, didn't it?
Absolutely. So that study in which the Indigenous Australians were eating predominantly protein and carbohydrate showed that all of the metabolic diseases, all of the metabolic disturbances were completely ameliorated by the diet. Now, you also need to understand that on that diet, the total caloric intake was about 1,200 calories.
Right.
So it was a restricted calorie, a low-fat, high-protein carb diet. Now, you know, we don't know whether, and I don't understand whether it's because they were eating low-fat versus a high-fat diet, or whether they were eating 1,200 calories versus, 2,000 calories or 1,800 calories that a normal individual is meant to be eating.
Is there any really good research about paleo?
Can I tell you the honest truth? So
sure.
I went in this thinking, and what I knew and what I heard was that I'm going to find thousands of papers. Literally thousands of papers showing the benefits of paleo in diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a PubMed search as a good citizen of science, and I found 23 papers. Out of the millions of papers on PubMed, only 23 if you put paleo and diabetes. And out of those 23, at the time that I did this search earlier this year, there were only 2 clinical trials. All the rest of them were comments or case studies or reviews.
Right.
2 studies.
Yep.
Only 2.
Yep.
Only 2 studies. And those 2 studies really did not show a benefit of the paleo diet over any other diet that was used in those patients with type 2 diabetes. Right?
So they showed benefit, but exactly the same as going
on a Mediterranean diet or on the American Diabetes Association diet or any other diet that restricts your calories.
They were small studies too, weren't they?
They were small, in number and small in duration. So they were like a month study, and with 10 or 12 patients in each arm. So they were small studies.
Did they show any harm?
No, I don't think that they showed any harm, and they certainly didn't show that any of the metabolic parameters changed in a way that you would go, well, I'm not particularly sure that I would want to be doing this.
Yep.
No, absolutely not.
So when Joe Public sees a celebrity saying, oh, paleo reversed my diabetes, it cured my heart disease, it stopped my liver, whatever, we can safely say that they're not talking science.
No, I think that if you're on a diet and you're restricting energy intake and you lose weight, whether it's a paleo diet, whether it's a Mediterranean diet, whether it's the cabbage diet, whether it's Atkins, whatever it is, if you're restricting calories and you're losing weight, now that is going to have a benefit on your metabolic processes.
Right.
Now, there's two things there. Long term, is that diet good for you? We don't know. So if you're having a paleo diet where you're restricting calories but you're eating a lot of saturated fat, is that going to be good for your heart long term? We don't know that question.
Yep.
And the second question to me, and the second most important issue to me, is sustainability. Can you sustain eating 70% fat for the duration of your life? Because we need to understand obesity and diabetes is not an 8-week program.
No.
It's not a 12-week body transformation program, right? It's a lifelong disease. So you need to be able to sustain that dietary intervention, lifestyle intervention, for the life of your disease, right?
So it's going to be interesting in 20 years to see how these proponents of paleo are doing.
Right, and I think that you will find that some people will be able to sustain that diet, some people will be able to maintain it and do very, very well, but other people may not necessarily be able to hack eating lard. If that's what we think that the paleo diet is, and I don't think that that's an appropriate definition of a paleo diet anyway.
Right, so it's pretty much a shifting
paradigm. It's a shifting paradigm, and it depends on where you found yourself in the world, right? Whether you were in the tropics or up in Alaska or in the middle of the desert, in the Simpson Desert in Australia, right?
And you're going to be eating berries and insects.
Right, you could be eating berries and insects, or you could be eating blubber from whales.
Do you get frustrated by the celebrity experts?
I would rather that they stuck to what they know best and being celebrities and doing what they do best. And I would rather Joe Public, as you said, go to the health professional to get advice for their metabolic derangements, in this case, diabetes.
Yep.
So I would encourage everybody to go to their GP, to go to an accredited dietitian, to an accredited nutritionist, and get advice that is tailored to your needs,
right.
It's tailored to your lifestyle, to your way of being able to manage your disease.
Sure. So if I'm a GP and a patient comes in and is red hot for going on the paleo diet, what should I be telling them?
I would tell them that they need to be doing a diet that is balanced, restricts calories to lose weight, but is sustainable for the duration of the disease. Thank you very much. Go Tigers.
Thanks for your time.